Hello and welcome to Folk Image. I'm Jeff Gill, back again to bring you two more hours of great folk and acoustic sounds. On this, the program of August 14, 2003, we have the latest for you from Chris Delmhorst, Sloan Wainwright, Colleen Sexton, Peter Mayer, Gillian Welsh, Chris Smither, Rod McDonald, and Priscilla Herdman, among many others. We're starting with Kevin MacLeod and Alec Finn, a track from their recent release, Paul Bain to Oranmore.
Fear. Though I glance your way for you. was easy slipping through. Easy as the morning dew. It lingers till the afternoon, it rises back into the blue. Someone lifted off the shroud. I saw my children gather round. Now I will tell them what I found. Out beyond the iron gate, out there where you said you'd wait.
Wanted anything as bad as this, and never wanted anything. know if love is a meal for the hunger you feel. Call for the waiter. We're all gonna feed on whatever we need sooner or later. As you stay out of my way, I call for the check when I'm ready to pay the bills for the faith or the will, whichever is greater. But tell me, how does it happen? I can't tell you for sure, but I don't think I ever needed it more. Cook out two for the show, they all wanna know, how did you meet her? I think it was luck, she fell off a truck, from there it was follow the leader. I saw her walking alone, I treated her nice and she followed me home. There was nobody there to tell me that I couldn't keep her. But tell me how did it happen? I can't tell you for sure, but I don't shut my tail in the door anymore. But tell me how does it happen? I can't tell you for sure.
Chris Smither from his new release, Train Home, here on Folk Image. And that album title reminds me of an incident that occurred yesterday, or a couple of incidences that occurred yesterday on the way home from work for me. I got hit up by two different apparent panhandlers who both wanting to take the train down to Boston, and both were coming on as if they had a broken down vehicle. And well, the fact that I got two of them in a half hour's time made me think that I'd run up against a franchise of some sort. But needless to say, it is highly unusual to run into a panhandling franchise in Leominster, Massachusetts, of all places. This is not Cambridge or Boston out this way, but rather interesting. Train Home, the album from Chris Smither, another fine effort, and the track we heard, Never Needed It More. We heard Carolyn Doctorow doing Baby Blue Eyes, subtitled Annabelle, from her album Carmel Valley Ride. Carolyn Doctorow's latest album is composed of songs that she wrote inspired by the life of Mimi Farina, who married Richard at the age of 18 and became a widow on her 21st birthday, thanks to a motorcycle accident. Fine material from Carolyn Doctorow, who hails from Long Island. And we started that set, at least vocally, with Richard Schindel from his album Reunion Hill, released in 1997, Beyond the Iron Gate. And at the start, it was Kevin MacLeod and Alec Finn with Neil Gow's set. You have logged in to folkimage.com. Here is one of two acoustic tracks that appear on an album called Music from the Motion Picture Camp. And you're hearing it on Folk Image. Thank you.
the skyway, high above the busy little one-way. In my stupid hat and gloves at night, I lie awake wondering if I'll sleep, wondering if we'll meet out in the street. Would you take the skyway? It don't move at all like a subway. It's got bums when it's cold like any other place. It's warm up inside, sitting down and waiting for a ride beneath the skyway. Walking down that little one-way, where the place I catch my ride most every day. There wasn't a damn thing I could do or say up in the skyway. Skyway. Skyway.
Stood proud on the hill of pine and cedar from the land, cut by my father's hand and hauled up from the mill. Now she stares at her life spread on the lawn, at strangers picking through her bones. They take them for their own, haul them far away. And the auctioneer, he sings his songs and the people pay. Old voices echo from this house now dark and gray and cold as island clay. This old farm, 80 acres of a life, sweat and iron reddened soil, paid little for my toil, but saw us through all right, till that company came and bought land up all around. And soon prices fell, we took another loan and plowed it underground. But tomorrow morning they will come and have their way. And though their hands touch not the soil, they never will pay the price of island clay. The seed. These hands worked hard and they were strong, but they couldn't hold a printed paper deed. And from the moment that they signed this land away, these old hands are getting colder every day. A cold as island clay. This old house once stood proud on the hill of pine and cedar from the land cut by my father's hand hauled up from the mill.
Full of wonder, spoil the catch, and see the hunter talk of tales of exploitation. I think I want an explanation further to the situation why we live in aggravation. Most of us don't understand. Most of us don't understand. Asunder, love's defiled and dies in thunder. We are born with acclamation, live to learn intimidation, swell to proud exaggeration. Then we died in isolation. Most of us don't understand. Most of us don't understand. Most of us don't understand at all. Constant motion, we are clouds, and love's emotion rise to heights of joyous notion. Clouds create the universe. Clouds create the universe. Clouds create.
Impressionistic, I believe, is a descriptive term that describes that piece. Sean Phillips. The song is called Most of Us Don't on his new album entitled No Category. Songs about losing a farm have to be some of the saddest songs written, and the one preceding Sean Phillips was certainly one of them, written by Lenny Gallant, the Canadian singer-songwriter, and interpreted by Priscilla Herdman on her new album, The Road Home. And that set started with Skyway by The Replacements, appearing on the album called Music from the Motion Picture Camp. You've logged into folkimage.com. The program of August 14th, 2003. The new album from Colleen Sexton. She receives some help from Janice Ian, Cliff Eberhardt, and of course, conveniently enough, her brother Martin Sexton. The album's called Greatest Find, and here's a track entitled Picking Up Sticks.
one kiss. All the streets are dark and empty. His heart's beating fast and steady. She says, you know, I'm not ready to play around with anyone. He hears all the words she's saying, folds his hands like he's praying. Says, you know, I'm not playing. It's all I really want. Just one kiss, that's all I'm asking for. Just one kiss, I won't ask for more. Just one kiss. And tell me, how can good night last an hour? Good night and good night again. And if he had his way about it, good night would never end. Then he walks her to the entrance. She takes her keys out in the silence. Says it was never my intention to stay so late with you. He says, well then, since we're dreaming, can I see you tomorrow evening? She says yes, and since you're leaving, there's one more thing you can do. Just one kiss, that's all I'm asking for. Just one kiss, I won't ask for more. Just one kiss.
Shapeless and restless as wind, I take a deep breath and when I hold you in the dark of the midnight. I'll never forget your hands on the strings. I'm a marionette, all laid down low in a bed of perfume and a dark cloud will shadow the moon. Ashes and then we will fall. Farewell, my loveliness. Farewell, my all.
Canadian stylist Kristen Sweetland on Folk Image from her album Root, Heart and Crown, released earlier in 2003. We heard The Abyss preceded by O Quanta Qualia, and that was preceded in its entirety by Rod MacDonald off his new album Recognition and Just One Kiss. Rod these days records on the Wind River label, produced by Folk Era Records. Colleen Sexton, her label is Accord, based in Maine, and the album Greatest Find, we heard a track called Picking Up Sticks. Fine effort from Colleen Sexton. You've logged into folkimage.com. This is the program of August 14th, 2003. An album by a fella named Eric Balke is called God's Poet Now. The album is dedicated to the memory of Dave Carter, and this is a song called A Dream I Had.
People in love and couples, they love love songs. You hear them and they're like, you know, oh, that's so sweet, that's about us, you know. And I don't write love songs, I write consequence songs. I write post-relationship, you know, loneliness songs. But the funny thing is, I see that couples, like when I perform, they're like ballads, slow songs, and they kind of, you know, they seem to like them, they get closer, they hold hands and whisper stuff to each other. And I want to say, like, you guys know this isn't a love song, right? But I think I figured it out lately. What happens is I start to play these songs and it scares them. So when they grab at each other and whisper in their stuff, you know, they're saying, like, you know, don't ever make me like that. This is one of those songs.
Saturday morn, put my favorite Bill Morrissey on. Sun peeked through for an hour or two, and I wondered, what would I on this fine day do? And barefoot I walked over yesterday's clothes, took a shower, read more of yesterday's news. Sat while the record played through the last tune, with a plant on the sill, I sat until noon. And I remembered a dream I had. sat silent, and they never did. And I stared at the Kerouac books I have read, and wondered, should I get dressed to go back to bed? I picked up the clothes that lay on the floor, got dressed in a minute, and I walked out the door. It was a fine afternoon, so I went for a walk to the market for a sandwich that I ate in the park. I read a few chapters to take me away, then stopped at the old cinema matinee to forget a dream I had. She came back and brought the cat, and I waited for arguments to begin. But we sat silent, and they never did. My way home while the others hit town, did my laundry and moved the sofa around. I folded my socks tuned to a baseball game and waited till the Chinese delivery came. And later, in silence, no radio on, not a sound but the refrigerator's low hum. In darkness, I stared at that sliver of sky as the full yellow moon in an instant passed by. And I remembered a dream I had. She came back and brought the cat, and I waited for arguments to begin. But we sat silent, and they never did. Woke up to a fine Saturday morn, put my favorite Bill Morrissey on.
Reaching out, blowing. I go outside at night and look up and the stars are bright. Sometimes I lay on the ground and imagine that the sky is down. And if the earth should then let go, I'd fall into the stars below. I'd fall into the stars below. See the red sunset in its quiet splendor. I reflect that that sun's not going down at all, but the earth is turning somersaults. And through a sunlit sea it trails, we are on that great big whale. We're riding on that great big whale. Try to grasp the simple fact of this existence. Think of all the fantasies, fairy tales and wishes. None strike me as more unlikely or magnificent than this is. Seen up close, galaxies through telescopes, crimson hillsides in the fall, and more astounding than them all. Our pondering minds with eyes that see, these are deep mysteries, deep mysteries. Try to grasp the simple fact of this existence. Think of all the fantasies, fairy tales and wishes. None strike me as more unlikely or magnificent than this is. Like a strange enchanting play of impossible dimensions, the setting and the stage run light years in all directions, and the breathless scenes, storyline defy comprehension. This production, all I know is I'm in the cast, but could it be I'm also in a front row seat to sit in my amazement gazing to ooh and ah, to sigh and say, my, what a wonderful play.
You can call that a moving existential song. Peter Mayer from his album Earth Town Square doing The Play here on Folk Image. Jaya Suri preceded him with The Wind in Massachusetts. The name of her record label pretty much describes what she's about, Vagabond. all the songs in the album were written in different parts of the country, and she grouped them all together in this collection. Fire in the Archives, we heard The Wind in Massachusetts. Eric Balke did A Dream I Had from his album God's Poet Now. No credit as to where that performance was recorded live, but I recognize Melville Park Recording Studio as being from my neck of the woods here, so might have been in this area. You've logged into folkimage.com, the program of August 14th, 2003. We turn now to Sloan Wainwright. Her new album is called Cool Morning.
Across the boisterous sea of shimmering connected bodies, your full lips, your gap-toothed smile, your thick ponytail hanging down with a stained glass shirt that changed the color of your eyes. And if I say to you that I don't think I can do this, you tell me that you know I can. And if I say to you that the pale pink blooms watched how simply we withdrew. Your pretty feet, your slurred Scotch whiskey speech, we dug down as deep as the twilight could allow.
Thank you. never been so far away from home. I had to leave my fear and fly out on my own. Too scared of failure in the middle of my life. Uncurled my wings and tried to soar in solo flight. Touched down as soon as I got off the plane. Hugs from those I'd never met sparked an interchange. But when I failed to hit my mark and reach the top, I fell so hard that my new friends helped pick me up. Somebody said, welcome. Could more be waiting in the circles I'd not found, beyond those fires of fear that I had grown to well around? I joined with voices singing deep into the night, passion burning round another campfire light. A sense of belonging unlike I have ever known. Inside this circle you are not in this alone. Somebody said,
T.S. Baker on her album Through the Shadows doing Welcome Home, the concluding track. The concluding track is always something that the artist wants to leave you with. So, word to the wise. Midnight Bolero is a track we heard from Armic, one of the more outstanding flamenco guitarists to come to our attention over the past couple of years here. His album is called Amor de Guitarra on Bolero Records. And that set started with Sloane Wainwright with a standout from her new album Cool Morning. The song is called I Spied You. You have logged in to folkimage.com. I'm Jeff Gill, the program of August 14th, 2003. And we continue now with A.C. Cargill. Real rootsy music that this guy produces. It's called Reflections on the Middle Ages. That's the title of the album. Not exactly Middle Ages music, though. We're going to hear a song called The Coyote.
Shadow of night, you listen for your prey, visions of such clarity. When no one is watching, you leap for the sky, using the lightning for your view. I will climb the rise at daybreak, I will kiss the sky at noon, with my yearning voice at midnight to my mother. I will sweep the foe before me like a gale out on the snow, and the wind may long recount the story, reverencing glory when I go.
I drift into the light on the trail of countless souls entering infinity. No courage required, there are no choices, there are no ties. I'm old and I'm young, my wisdom soars, expanded. No sensations felt, only pleasures of wordless thought, expanded. Loss of boundaries, melting into a voidless void, filled with pure life. I'm here, I'm gone. I come and I go. Watch for me. Feel me caressing you while your dreams set you free. Our souls ravage each other. While you are on earth, I will watch over you and guide you. Know that I have returned to the sea of light. I am me, and I am all. Forever.
Gray wolf when I go. lonely hunter, chieftain, and king. I will fly like the falcon when I go. Stand in the mist where my fire used to burn. I will camp in the night breeze when I go. And should you glimpse my wandering form out on the borderland, between death and resurrection and the council of the high, do not worry for my comfort, do not sorrow for me so. All your diamond tears will rise up and thorn the sky beside me when I go.
I want to do right, but not right now. drive to Atlanta and live out this fantasy. You're running around with a rag top down. Yeah, I want to do right, but not right now. Had your arm around his shoulder, a regimental soldier, and mama starts pushing that wedding gown. Yeah, you wanna do right, but not right now. Oh, me, oh, my, oh, would you look at me so high? He's running around with a rag top down. She says, I want to do right, but not right
Gillian Welch on Folk Image on her newest. It's entitled Soul Journey and Look at Miss Ohio. Houdini's Arms is that track. Tasty one there from Erica Luckett, an album called My Little Crime. And we heard AC Cargill doing The Coyote, a piece that is in four parts, I believe. Yes, that was four parts. And a little bit of musical quotation from Dave Carter. I guess that's sort of the coming trend. Paid tribute to him at this point in time. A number of people have paid tribute to him musically recently. The song called The Coyote from AC Cargill and Reflections on the Middle Ages. You've logged into folkimage.com. Our next performer has had a long musical history. His first foray into folk music was back in the 60s on Dot Records. And on this latest effort, he sort of communes with his ethnic roots. The album is called Scottish Influence. Here's William Allen Ross on Folk Image.
The prince is in hiding. Bonnie Prince is on from the rising. So much was lost, so little was won. 30,000 pounds reward had been posted for his royal hide when the Lady Clan Ranald hatched a plan to get Charles out alive. Be down by the shore at midnight. An old herring boat will be waiting there. Look for a girl named Flora with a white rose in her hair. Scenario to place. There went Flora and the prince, disguised as her serving maid, bound for Portree. The adventurous couple escaped quite by chance from the red. Hell-bent on keeping Charles from sailing for France. Be down by the shore at midnight. An old fishing boat will be waiting there. Look for a girl named Flora with a white rose in her. I'll never forget you, he said, as they bade farewell. She gave him a rose from her hair, he said, Flora will meet in St. James, yeah.
Sunny Tuesday gloom, silence under shutters, stillness in the room. Bobby Lee, this cave's too dark for me. I gotta go out where the wind can find my face,
And I just hope that you'll see eventually that I was only trying to roll the stone away, roll the stone away. Years and the seasons, the tide and the breeze, they come and bring their changes, so you call them all your enemies. Bobby Lee, I don't think I can breathe, and the walls get closer every single day. Yeah, it's true, I'm gonna leave. I just hope you can believe how hard I really tried to roll this stone away. Roll that stone away. Sorrow comes and she won't let her inside, so she goes away with joy, her little sister. But she's looking back and her tracks a tear in her eye. And Bobby Lee, I believe it's killing me, and I got no other words that I can say. But I pray every night that someday you might find a way to roll that stone.
She said, I'm laughing on the inside, but her eyes were full of doubt. He said, I'd move a million mountains to turn you inside out. 'Cause your laughter, it's like birdsong, makes the world a lot less blue. She smiled a simple smile and said, if only that were true. Early the next morning, he woke up with the rain, and words that were not spoken were spinning in his brain. The next time that he saw her, he said, this is how I feel. It's a bit complicated, but I swear to you it's real. But she turned around and gently put a finger on his lips. She said, we share this sacred ocean, but we're on very different ships. He said, I wish that didn't matter, but I guess I know it does. She said, yes and no, but that's all right, because love is here before us. Love will see us through, no matter where we are, no matter what. Love can be confusing, but love makes no mistakes, and I love you forever, no matter what it takes. But he poured a cup of coffee, and he put it in her hand. He said, the things that mean the most to me are hard to understand. She said, that is why so many things are better left unsaid. He said, that's what I was thinking, so I'll sing to you instead. And he sang, love is here before us, and love will see us through, no matter where we are, no matter what we do. And love can be confusing, but love makes no mistake. I love you forever, no matter what it takes. Later in the day, rain still falling down, they met in a cafe, a word still spinning round. He said, last night I was so tired, but I couldn't sleep a wink. And she said, I know what you mean, but I don't know what to think. He said, life is much too short to worry about such things. Just welcome this new day and whatever it brings. And all I want to know when the day comes to an end is that you're laughing on.
David M. Bailey with a piece from his new album, which is entitled Rusty Brick Road, we heard No Matter What It Takes. Chris Delmhurst, her second album for Signature Sounds, is called Songs for a Hurricane, and the tune is entitled Bobby Lee. And at the start, it was White Rose from William Allen Ross on his album Scottish Influence. Nice to hear him do that Celtic type of music. He does it pretty good, I think. You've logged into folkimage.com and the program of August 14th, 2003. And now we turn to a band called the Raven Tones, featuring the vocals of T.R. Kelly. This is called White Crosses.
White crosses on the highway. my sails for nickels. This whole valley
you cannot see.
button the hatch on your keen improprietor's glance. The human undertow, I am the tide that won't let go. Continually climbing the twisted staircase that's turning and turning and turning in my bones. And blind men, zealots, vets, and aliens, fakir, the fraud and the freak. Say, can you embrace and love this human race when bedlam is here on the street? Bedlam is here on the street. And aliens, fakir, the fraud and the freak. Say, can you embrace and love this human race when bedlam is here on the street? Bedlam is here on the street. How can I drink a glass of water? How do I calm the endless fate? Conjure the peace of surcease in this arduous harlequinade. The dog-eared novel at my eye, do you begin to understand? I find repose when the words are up close and my body forgets who I am. Did you enjoy your ride with the dancing man?
Salvaged and redeemed,
cradled in green. Much too fragile, assaulting the senses, leaving them worn and mangled. Yet even a forest besieged by fire reseeds and restores itself in time returns. The soil beneath my feet, blade of grass, each root, rock, and river of this land has held me in their grace, gifted me a shelter with no expectation or demand, and by some miracle the scar from misuse, this gnarled limb is starting to bear fruit. I have seen much more than any heart should ever have to know. I know too much to forget what I've seen. But the demons that have haunted me have finally led me. And I find myself salvaged and redeemed, cradled in green.
I'm no lady, but a poor girl.
We just heard from the new release by North Craig on Green Tracks Records out of Scotland. Fine selection. There was a maid in her father's garden. Not used to that many words in a song title, but there you go. From North Craig and the album Summer at My Feet. Preceding that, it was Deidre McCullough. Her new album is called Playing for Keeps. A cast of her old friends in there, too, like Barbara Higbee, assisting her on various things in that selection. Cradled in Green from Deidre McCullough. Mad Agnes gave us Dancing Man from the album Magic Hour. Mad Agnes, comprised of Margot Hennenbach, Adrian Jones, and Mark Saunders. And the set started with the Raventones, with White Crosses on the album Odd Birds. We're about out of time for this installment of Folk Image, the program of August 14th, 2003. In the background right now is Alex DeGrassi from his latest effort, Now and Then, Contemporary Arrangements for Guitar, his rendition of Streets of Laredo. Until next time, remember to support the arts and support live acoustic music.